KASU, I'm Jonathan Reeves, and joining me on the phone lines, we're talking to Jim Branda, who's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Memphis. Jim, thank you so much for joining us here on KASU. We appreciate your time.
Good morning.
One of the things I was going to ask you, I understand that much of the KASU listening area is under a flash flood watch. Kind of set the stage for us, if you don't mind, please. What is going on?
Okay, we have a stationary boundary that kind of moved down from the Midwest over the last 24 to 48 hours, and looks like it's going to kind of park itself right across from Jonesboro down towards Jackson, Tennessee for the next couple of days. And we have some disturbances aloft that are going to be passing over that, and each one of those disturbances is going to be triggering a round of heavy thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms, it looks like, and the potential for heavy rain and flash flooding. And it looks like the first event is going to come into the Jonesboro area this afternoon and into this evening. We can already see that happening up in Kansas and now moving into western Missouri. And we're expecting a very warm and humid air mass to develop out ahead of this line that's approaching us. And that's going to set the stage for the very heavy rainfall and the widespread damaging wind potential that these disturbances are going to have.
And so with this, how long will this event take place?
Well, we're expecting several different rounds. Each one probably lasting for about 3 to 4 hours. But then we're expecting kind of what we call upscale growth, new development of thunderstorms that likely be scattered throughout the night and throughout the day tomorrow. Kind of training over the same exact locations, and that may bring rainfall amounts in the 4 to 8 inch totals by tomorrow evening.
And so how's the weekend look by way of Saturday and Sunday?
Well, it doesn't look like this front's going to move too much during that time frame, there will be a threat at least for storms each day. Right now we're not... can't really determine on how severe that might be, but I could easily see that the rainfall from it, if it comes in quick successions, might still aggravate the flooding potential that we're expecting today and tomorrow.
Jim Brand is joining us with the National Weather Service office in Memphis here on KASU. So tell us about what the impacts are by way of the large amount of rain coming in so fast with 4 to 8 inches of being a possibility.
Well, we're expecting definitely that your typical low water crossings over northeast Arkansas will easily get flooded, and a lot of the secondary roads could easily see road closures from the heavy rainfall, and backed up urban sewer systems would pose a flooding of urban streets also.
One of the things that a lot of the listeners in our area that live close to rivers, and there are several rivers that run through the area, I know that they need to be watching this system very, very closely. Kind of tell us about that concern that you all probably have for those who live near the rivers.
Sure. Just pay attention, I guess, the rivers, with flash flooding can come up very quickly, and when we issue the warnings, that's the time frame that that folks need to evacuate if you live in a low water area or along the river. Definitely seek higher ground. Don't wait too long. Be prepared now, I guess, in case a warning is issued and you locals basically know, about how much water it takes for water to rise up onto their property and that. So just be prepared to leave immediately.
What should the general public do, over the next couple of days, especially, today and tomorrow, to kind of protect themselves, to kind of, stay aware of situations as they may change?
Sure. Make sure you've got some sort of communications back to our office, whether radio or TV on or something, to be able to get the warnings, because not just the flash flooding, but this system that's coming in later this afternoon and this evening could produce widespread damaging winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, And so you can take a shelter if needed when these warnings are issued. So just be prepared later today. Be prepared for another round, maybe during the night and tomorrow morning, and then a third round tomorrow afternoon and evening of severe weather and flash flooding.
So you're talking about taking shelter. What's the best way to be able to do that? How would you all suggest people take shelter?
Well, I mean, we'll definitely stay indoors during thunderstorm activity. If we are issuing severe thunderstorm warnings, or if there is even a small threat of an isolated tornado developing each day, and that know where your safe shelter is inside your home if a warning is issued for your area, and seek that.
Okay. Jim Branda joining us from the National Weather Service in Memphis. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you joining us here on KASU. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you, and be safe.